'Cause what the Lord
gives. The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. In fact, this is the longest psalm, the longest chapter, if we could call it that, in the whole Bible. We're not going to spend our time on the whole chapter, just a couple of verses that I want to look at. Psalm 119. If you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to grab it, pick it up, and join us today as we consider His Word. Want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. In fact, you can go back and hear all of the programs from 2024 there at the website. All the radio programs are there. You can go through and pick out a series, or maybe just go through driving down the car and just need something to listen to. Just go to Consider His Word. You can find it there. In fact, there's about 10 years worth of programming there, or you can go and hear some of these old broadcasts. So I want to remind you then, at the website, there's a link that says Contact Us. It's the main thing I wanted to talk to you about. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd click on that and send us a note where you're hearing the broadcast today and send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our prayer journals. Now, these prayer journals are just a little notebook. They'll fit easily into a coat pocket or a jacket or a shirt pocket, fit into your purse or Bible case. They're not that big, but they're enough that you can write down your prayer requests and keep track of how God and when God answers prayer. And so I'd love to get one of these to you. What a great time to start as we finish up 2024 and head into 2025 to determine and make a commitment to being in prayer every day. So it is a great tool to help you with that. So you can get it through the website, considerhisword.org, or you can write to us and we'd love to send you one. Now remember, send us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program today. And we're not going to put you on a mail list. We're not going to send you tons and tons of email asking you for money. God provides for us, and so we're not going to pester you with that. So don't think we're going to just flood your mailbox or even your your inbox and your email. We're not going to do that. Just simply write to us, and we'll send you the prayer journal, and that'll be it. So let me give you a couple of things. First of all, our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me get that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you wish, you can just email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Today, I want to encourage you and challenge you about something this year. And every year, if you go back and listen to the broadcast, I do this every year. On this program, I do it from the pulpit in our church, and I encourage everyone, what a great time to commit yourselves to reading the Word of God every day. Now, I'm not saying you have to read pages and pages and chapters and books, but at least spend some time in the Word of God every day in some manner. In Psalm 119, there's two verses I want to point out. The first one is Psalm 119:11. It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And then also, again, in verse 105, He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, where he says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I know that at least I was always taught that that meant that you are to memorize the word of God. And I think it's good to memorize the word of God. I try to memorize as much as I can. And sometimes I may need to work harder at that, but it means more than just memorizing the Bible or memorizing verses. He says to hide your word in thine heart. I believe that means that as we read the word of God, we take it into our heart, that we don't just kind of think about it in a mental way, but that we receive the word of God. James said to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. And we make the word of God a very part of us. You know, so much so that we begin to develop a biblical mindset. Now, by that, I don't mean that we go around spouting off verses to every situation or everything everybody says. We just start throwing out verses out there. No, what I'm talking about is that we think about the Word of God and that we see the world through a biblical worldview, and that we understand that God created everything and that God is in control and that we're walking with Him and that we're trusting Him, and that we have a different mindset than the world. The Bible says that we're to be separate from the world, and I think this is one of the ways. So I want to encourage you about taking the Word of God and putting it into your heart. How do you do that? You've got to be in the Word of God. And so let me give you some guidelines, and maybe you've heard these before. I know that I've talked about them before, not only on this program, and again, I'll be saying this at church again to encourage our people. What a great time to begin reading the Word of God. You know, some people read it every day. Some people just kind of now and then, but I'm afraid that most people don't even pick up a Bible, or even then, maybe not. And they may hear a verse or two on Sunday if they go to church. I'm talking about daily, every day being in the Word of God. So I want to encourage you to make a couple of commitments to read the Word of God. First of all, if you're going to read the Word of God, you ought to have a purpose. A purpose. It's in the Word of God that the Lord speaks to us. Now, certainly, it helps in our walk with the Lord as we hear from Him, as He speaks to us. Remember, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And it helps in our walk with the Lord as He speaks to us in His Word, as we talk to Him and speak to others about His Word. Certainly, reading the Word of God encourages our spiritual growth in maturing in Christ. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. The Word of God is our nourishment. It's like our food. And as we begin to understand the Word of God, we move from milk to meat, just like we did when we were born. We began with milk, and we graduated that mushy stuff and eventually chewing on things. And as an adult, we should be ready for good, solid meat. And, you know, you wouldn't dream of going a week without food. How can you dream of going a week without spiritual food and without being nourished by the Word of God itself? Another purpose would be just simply to know more about the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible teaches us about the Lord, teaches us how to live for the Lord, teaches us how to respond to trials. Ever occur to you that the Bible gives you wisdom? Have you read the Proverbs? 1 year I read through Proverbs 12 times. You realize that Proverbs has 31 chapters. Most months have 31 days. And along the way, you may have to make some adjustments. But if you read a proverb a day, you'll read through Proverbs in a month. I did that 1 year, all 12 months. Every month, I read through the proverb, read it 12 times that year. It was a great plan. And it's so important that you know why you're reading the Word of God, not just because I said so or because somebody else said so, but you sit down and understand, why am I doing this? Do you want to know more about the Lord? Do you want to get closer to the Lord? Do you want to hear from the Lord? You just want that spiritual connection with God and His Word every day. So find that purpose. The second thing I would encourage you to do is to have a place. Now, I know this may sound kind of strange, but I think it's a good idea to have a regular place where you read the Bible every day. For me, I have a favorite chair that I like to sit in. And every day when I sit down in that chair, my Bible's right there, my journal's right there, everything is right there for me to pick up and begin my day by spending time in the Word of God. Maybe it's by your bed, maybe it's out in the woods. More and more I hear about people going to coffee shops. We don't have anything like that around here very close. And sometimes I'm afraid it may offer too many distractions, but wherever you can get to, find you a place and get into the habit that when you get to that place, you're going to read the Scripture. Call it a trigger that would help you to get into the Word of God. And then the third thing I would say is to find a plan. There are so many plans out there. I know many determine and they commit to reading the Bible through in a year, and God bless you. I've done it many times, and it's doable. And there are so many plans out there of reading the Bible now. There's so many apps available out there on the internet. Not just apps, but many websites that offer Bible reading plans for reading the Bible through in a year. In fact, if you'll write to me, I'll send you one. We've got several around here. I know some have read the Old Testament. Some last year, my wife and I, we read the New Testament together, from Matthew 1 all the way through Revelation. We read a chapter each day. One day I would read, one day she would read. And that was our plan, at least for reading together. Then I had my own personal plan as well as she did, and I did some different Bible studies and things this year. You know, there are so many devotionals out there that'll give you a Bible reading plan, Bible reading calendars. We have one that we use in our church. So many different programs out there where you can find a plan that's going to suit you. Now, I realize that you may not be able to read 5 or 6 chapters a day. You don't even have to read a whole chapter a day. Believe me, there are plans out there that will fit your lifestyle and will fit where you are spiritually. Again, so many plans. It's very difficult for me to even land on a particular plan because there's so many available. Whether it be reading through the Bible in a year or reading the Old Testament or just the New Testament, or like I said, one year I read through the Proverbs 12 times. That was a blessing to me. So I want to encourage you, get a purpose, find you a place that becomes regular, maybe in the morning, maybe at night. You know, you have to figure that out. And then find a plan. Oh, and you know, you ought to find a good Bible that's easy for you to read. For me, I read the King James Bible. There are many others out there, but make sure you get a good one. Do some research and find it. And so here's the thing. Would you commit today to reading through the Bible in 2025? God bless you. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. Shines with a promise, amen.